Let's bow together in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather, to share our joys and our concerns. We thank you that you have promised to hear them, to know us, to know our troubles and our praises, and to share them with us. Who are we that God should care about us, the psalm says. Father God, we ask you to be with Christopher as he goes to take his firefighter test, and bless him and strengthen him and help him through this difficult time. For Maurice Hartsfield, Lord, we thank you that he is doing well and feeling good after his treatment. For safe travel for Mike and his family and all of those who participate in children's sports and activities, and for those activities, Lord, bless them and give them good sportsmanship and good examples that they may be strong and courageous young people as they grow older to take our places in the church. For Lon and Lucy this morning and their two sons who are all here, we thank you, Lord. We ask you to bless all of our families, whether they could all be here or not, whether they are gathered in other churches or were not able to attend church this morning. Bless them. Help them to know the love that you have for us, the love that you have for your church, the love that you have for your people. For you are indeed our Father, and we are your children. For Brenda's son, Clayton, who is in the hospital, Lord, we ask you to be with Brenda and with Clayton to help him to be strong and courageous in going through this difficult time, and be with her and comfort her as she seeks to be there to comfort him. For our annual conference, Lord, and all of our church leaders and the participants who took their time and their effort to come and be part of that holy conferencing, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for bringing us all safely home, and we thank you for giving us your vision through that conference to move into a new year, and new ministries and new ministers. Father God, we thank you for being in our lives, for all of those who are here and those who could not be. Father, we ask you to show us your way, to fill us with the light of your love, so that we can be greater than what we would be if we only relied on our strength and our vision and our understanding. You are so much more than that. Help us to see, to understand, and to step out on faith. And we pray now the prayer that your Son taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.